palatial Luxor Resort and Casino in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. It's time for GI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are. We're glad you've joined us today. GI Plus is brought to you by Vera's Conscience. Do you have a question? Then you need to call Conscience, the show where you call in with your question and Conscience tells it to you like it is. Or try his newest podcast about exotic animals called Conscience's Critters. Check it all out. Check out all his shows at verasconscience.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for an amazing discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined from the Conscience Free Stage here at the Luxor by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello.
Hi, Daniel. I'm not used to you sitting beside me.
I know. I am freaking out because I have given up a certain amount of control by sitting
everyone
up here today. I'm working through my anxiety issues here. I can't hear Aux One on channel, whatever the stage channels are here. Aux One, because we can't hear the sound effects in our ears. So the Aux One channel should go up to... anyway, so you can fade that. There you go.
There we go.
Now you can fade it out. Now that you've done that, you can fade it out. And I remember, Adam, this is what you always need to remember. What is the other channel up?
Both train wreck.
But hold on, people.
The first time Daniel has to get up and go fix the audio. I don't know if anyone watches him throughout the week. Wow. Jeez.
So far, it's really good.
I don't know if you ever watch, but he'll get up throughout the... Even if he's not running the board, Daniel has this habit. He has to go tweak knobs. Well,
making me very angry. All right, fine.
Well, hi.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. I'm fantastic.
I'm doing great, except this isn't working, and that's making me angry. Is that still going on? I'm sorry. You're good. You can
maybe
be that channel.
Maybe we need
Here's the thing. I should be
board.
Sitting over there. I really should. I was taking a page out of the Vera Charles playbook here because you know what? He was so brave to come here, and I know it made him. He was very anxious about being here this weekend, and I trust me, 6 months of listening to him being very anxious about coming here, and so I was like, you know what? I will give up my traditional spot sitting behind the board. Mike, by the way, Mike Perry does a great job.
So, woo! Mike.
It says nothing about him. I'm just anal about stuff, so it's just like sucked. So I'm sitting up here, and I'm actually nervous. I'm more nervous sitting up here than I am back over there, so I apologize for all of that. How are you doing, Adam?
I could have gotten you a drink if I'd have known. But
I actually have Diet Coke over there. I lost my tablet, and I finally found it over there like a minute before we were supposed to be up here, and I was freaking out the whole time. So
I'm doing good, actually. I'm doing really good. We got here on Sunday.
We did.
I had this idea. I had this bright idea that I don't get a lot of vacation days at my work. So I always come in on Wednesday nights and I'm like, I work all the way up until 4 or 5 o'clock, jet to the airport and then, rushing through and trying to get on the plane and all that. And then I get here and everyone's going out to the Fun Hog Ranch and doing all this stuff. I'm arriving at 11 or whatever. And I'm tired because I've been working all day.
Finally working. There we go.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That was our special
Conscience.
Celebrity. Conscience did that for us earlier. So verasconscience.com. Don't forget to use the special listener code DI Plus for
Let your conscience be your guide.
Wouldn't that have been awesome if I had done that in the intro?
It's better late than never.
All right, here we go.
That's what I always say.
Here we go. Can I get the other channel back up?
No. You can't have it.
We'll just do it again. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We won't do it.
So anyway, and I told Daniel, I said, hey, so I decided what I was going to do, because my boss is really lenient, so he lets me work from home sometimes, from anywhere. So that's what I do when I go visit my grandparents and all that kind of stuff. So I decided, okay, I'm just going to work from the hotel Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's,
how'd that work?
It worked fine. It was great.
We went to the,
it was great.
Let's see, so you weren't working when we went to the Aria Buffet.
Well, no.
Okay. I'm sorry. If anyone from Walmart is listening, he took his laptop with him. He was working that whole time.
No, it's a relaxed environment. Hey, look, I'm a big boy.
You're a big boy.
I can text in meetings. You know, I can do whatever I want. I mean, I have control. I have resources that work for me.
Now, that line that he just said right there, we have an ongoing group meet with some people that goes on kind of all year long, which is like a group texting thing, and we just trade barbs back and forth. But it always happens during the workday, and I think it was Zubia that said something about, Adam, why aren't you in a meeting? What are you doing? He's like, I'm the most senior person here. I can text.
Well, it's true. I can know who's going to tell me not to text. It's not going to happen. So anyway, I decided I was going to come in Sunday, so we came in Sunday. Yes. And I worked vigorously.
You worked vigorously. We stayed over at MGM because when we first made these our reservations, we were going to still be at Excalibur, and neither one of us wanted to stay at Excalibur. So we said, well, we're going to be in early before the event and everything. We'll go stay over at MGM. That's a nice hotel. I like the MGM. Do you like the MGM?
Well, yes.
Here we go.
The MGM is lovely. I think you should all – we should have it at the MGM, I think. That's what we should do.
Have Pride 48 at the MGM.
Yeah. No, well, it was great, you know. I don't like the smell of marijuana.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Really?
Here we go.
You can log into the chat room and do that, too. Sure, it's a little quieter. So anyway, so I don't like the smell of marijuana.
Yes.
I just don't like it.
Stop it.
I really don't. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, I'm in my room. You know, I was waking up really early because, you know, we're like 2 hours behind or ahead or whatever it is anyway. And I start smelling this like horrible, like skunky nastiness smell. And I was getting a headache. And this happened like, I don't know, like every day we were there.
Do you know why do you know why you don't like marijuana?
No, I don't.
Let your conscience be your guide. No. Do, do, do.
You know, my brother partook of marijuana. See, yeah. I was always a really good boy. Mm-hmm.
RC is a So there he is.
And,
hi, RC.
And my brother was not.
Yes.
So, like, we were complete opposites. Yeah. So when I would one time I stayed, the only thing memory of marijuana, and I've told this before, but I was stayed home from school sick. And my mom had to go to work, but my brother was going to be home. So she's like, oh, your brother can watch you or get you anything. And I just remember smelling this hideous smell coming from the other room, like all day long. It was horrible.
It was pot.
And later, I didn't know what it was. I was like, what the fuck are they doing? Of course, I didn't say fuck
back
then.
What's he doing?
And I was like, what are they doing in there?
What's he
I'm
doing?
I'm surprised I didn't ask mom when she got home. Like, mom,
yes,
what were
Ms.
they
Donna?
Doing?
Yes. Yes.
So your brother was the bad boy for smoking weed, mm-hmm, but you mm-hmm. were the good boy for smoking dick?
Mm. Well, I hadn't gotten to that at that point.
Oh, okay. We so, haven't quite gotten to the dick phase.
No.
Okay.
I made up for it later.
Or for making porn videos and fucking melons.
Well, that was much later. That
Let's
was
get your
much,
mom on the line and ask her what
much.
She prefers.
Do you have her phone number? I will call her.
No, it's okay. No, I don't have my mom. I have no idea. I don't know. You can ask Mark because, you know, he has her number now.
That's
apparently.
The other thing. By the way, Mittens is here today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Mittens right there.
Wait, hold on. So I can get this out of the way now. Mark, everyone.
Everyone.
Mark.
So yeah, this is like the first time Mark's ever heard our show, and of course I completely fucked up. It normally goes much better.
He listened to a few episodes when we were dating.
I'm lying. It never goes much better than that. It's always a train wreck. So
we're always really prepared. It's hot up here. Is it hot up here?
No, I think you're just nervous. Anyway,
nah.
So the long story short is that he was smelled pot the very first day, yet he stayed in that room for 4 days. Instead of picking up the phone and bothering someone, I don't want to bother them at the front desk to move my room.
No, I don't want to bother anyone.
See, that's what I'm saying. Meanwhile, I got in. I was in the big boy room because I got a suite over the MGM because I got a really good deal on it. And so I come in the first night, and of course the MGM is bathed in green light. So of course my room is completely bathed in green light, and I couldn't figure out how to use the blackout shades, and I was really really tired, so I just slept that way that night, just bathed in green light.
Like, you know, isn't it just horrible being you when you can't figure out how to use your blackout
shades? They're all electronic, so
you know,
I had to like get the buttons and it was but then during the day I figured them out, and I was kind of stuck because if you turn all the blackout shades down in there, it's pitch dark at noon in that room, and it's like, and I didn't have my flashlight or anything. I'm like trying to feel around, trying to where I can't find. Yes, sir.
Baby, be glad you're not a drag queen. That green light would have melted you.
You actually were there for a little cocktail party, yes, and you were bathed in green light. I did. That's why I put down the blackout shades. You were good. So we had
a little cocktail party.
We did. We had a little cocktail
in
party.
In your room, in your palatial suite
in the
that you had.
Yes.
We walked into your suite, and I'm sorry. I mean, it was fine.
Yeah,
you know, again, funny. It was perfect. I know. It's stretched.
Yeah. We should move over there, shouldn't we?
But we walk in, and you know, it's okay, whatever. It's a suite, but it's okay. A one. You know, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
But yeah. I walk over to the couch. I was going to sit down on the couch, and there's this like huge rip, or was it a stain or a rip? I don't know. There's like huge rip on the couch cushion. I was like,
it
why
had
you
been
pay
mended.
For...
It had been
no,
mended.
No. It was just like there was stuffing coming out of
whatever.
It.
Whatever.
It was fine. It was really good.
It was fine. Yeah, I know your room was like 3 times bigger than mine and everything, but it had a rip on the couch. So.
Yeah, well, no, because this is Daniel. We walk up to one of the ticket or one of the check-in. I think it was here though.
Yes.
And Daniel goes, "Yeah, my room always has to be the best." Because I had just a regular room, and he had some.
That
you
is
know,
not true.
Whatever.
Here we both have the exact same room. We have deluxe king.
He goes,
"We're literally
goes,
4 doors away from like, each other on the
I
same
believe,
floor."
I believe there was a deluxe king and
what
a regular king.
What she asked was,
"He's going to be the regular
here we
king.
Go. Here we go." What she asked was, "Is like which room is the comped room?" And that was mine. Because you're paying for your room.
So hey, you can comp my room. It's fine.
I don't comp anything. They comp stuff.
No, I mean, they can comp my room.
So I guess you're wondering why we're here an hour earlier instead of when you came.
Oh, yeah. Let's explain this, please.
I get here to the check-in thing. Yeah. I like whatever. Then they hand me this extra little piece of paper after I check in. I'm just like, as I read it, and it's like, you are entered into the High Rollers drawing for $1,000. It's in the High Roller slot room.
High Roller.
On Saturday at 5, you have to be present to win. And I'm like, Saturday at 5? Oh, fuck. That's my show. It's like right in the middle of my show. So I even went as high as Tim Evans like yesterday. Like, Tim, can someone go in my place? And so I got word from him last night that it's run by a different set of VPs, and I can't. So we switched. So Wendy and RT were kind enough to switch with us. So thank you guys for switching with us.
So for all of you who were here for Matt Dingo,
that's
and
right.
like, why the fuck am I having to listen to DI Plus?
Right.
I think Daniel owes you some of his winnings if he
I'll
wins.
I have some Vegemite.
So,
would you like some koala balls?
That's not even a good. I can't do it with headphones on. That's what it is.
I'm Wendy Cameron.
It sounds the same.
Oh, okay, good. Anyway. That was my favorite part when you asked the question during Fatty Show, and I used your fake Wendy's voice, and they thought that it was you that asked.
Yeah, someone asked thought it was really you. Yeah. Was it?
Auntie Vera. She's
yeah,
old.
Thought it was really.
She's old.
Me.
She's old, and she drinks.
She just answered like it was Wendy. No, you know, none the wiser who it was.
So for those of you who've never been to the DI Plus experience before, please feel free to interrupt us at any time. We don't care. We actually do have some stuff to give away, though, don't we? We have some cookies. I mean, we're not doing it right now. I'm just teasing. I'm teasing.
Well, actually, I need to confer with Joe Zubia. Are you going or not?
Yes.
You
right,
are going.
So we're going. So there's
okay,
no longer a free ticket. We were going to give you a ticket away. But
we almost had a free ticket, but yeah, we don't. Yeah. We have some cookies that we're going to try.
That's right. Oh, yeah,
we're
going to
try them first. And then for the celebrity death phone segment of the lovely show. If you can name a celebrity death right
you
now,
can name a celebrity death,
go
you,
kill a celebrity.
You get a cookie.
Yeah.
Right. No, no.
We're bring them with you and kill them here on stage. Yeah, we're going to give away some cookies. So,
Yeah, today and today only, we will forego the rule that you could actually kill a celebrity today and we'd give you credit for winning it. So. Because normally, you know, that gives you a that. But today, it gives you a that. Yeah, so, okay.
And we have something else to give away today.
What?
I don't know when we're doing it because we didn't talk about it, but we have money.
Oh, that's right. We have the big celebrity death phone thing. It's so cute. RT, like, popped his head up right there. It's like...
Well, okay, I have to tell you.
No, here's what happened. Adam printed all of the entries off the sheet, right? He printed them all out. And then he made Mittens cut them into little strips.
I did not make him cut them.
Like, literally, he's like, oh, you're Asian. You have tiny hands.
Right.
Can you cut this for me?
No, this is what happened. So I was about to cut them. Go ahead. Sorry.
I called with a celebrity death phone 2 days ago.
Oh.
Too bad.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Who was it?
It was that guy who paid the $100,000 to look like Justin Bieber. Found dead in his hotel room.
Oh, really? He died?
3 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I probably would have given you him, but no. Too late.
He would have lived if he just believed a little bit harder. Anyway.
So.
Yes.
So I know you watch your...
I try. Normally, I watch my carb intake. I've been horrible this week.
Gluteal intake or something,
whatever
it's called.
I've been horrible this week, yeah. So you have gluten. These are gluten-free.
Now, anyone that...
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, because I haven't been at work, I just checked my emails. I've got 38 alerts.
Do you have some service that you pay, like the Mechanical Turk, you know, to just sit there and watch?
It's just a Google search.
No, but I didn't finish my story. So Mittens was cutting up the little things, and Mittens goes, oh, I know who's going to win. because there's like every single one of these entries
like,
is RT Cruiser.
RT Cruiser
we're like, no, he won't win. It doesn't matter. It's like it could be every single one could be RT Cruiser except for one, and that would be the one that gets drawn. It's like we try every year to give you this money, and we don't. So I'm sorry. Right. However, if you kill Michael Perry, you'll get $500. So. Well, he just won five. Oh, 505. Yeah, exactly. Right, so.
That money is in the safe.
So we never. I'm taking a risk because these things were. I'm saying this right before I give them away.
Eating on a podcast is great.
Yeah, it's great. That's great. You know, we're showing
now.
It's like that
ASMR.
I'm opening the bag.
You have to do it like it going. Oh, hi. I'm now moving the plastic very slowly.
I don't have a plate. So I'm just...
Do you like that?
Do you have the receipt from where you bought those and how much discount did you get?
These came from like some Scandinavian... Well, they were shipped here in huge boxes. I don't think...
What I was going to say is, I hope these are okay. They came from someone who sells on Etsy. And they're...
So you know it's got to be good.
But they're gluten-free and they're all... So we have... I'll just tell the flavors. We have lemonade...
Is it? What are we trying?
We have, I believe that one's Snickerdoodle.
Yeah, I was going to say, this looks very much like a Snickerdoodle.
We have bacon flavored.
Ooh, bacon flavored.
We have ginger, OMG ginger. Uh-huh. And that's
Snickerdoodle.
It. Yeah, and Snickerdoodle. So anyone who wins later will be able to choose a flavor and get three.
Wait, they'll be able to do what?
Choose a
flavor.
They'll
be able to what?
They'll choose.
Choose? Okay, they'll be able to choose.
Choose a flavor.
Maybe choose.
So we're just going to, let's see how this tastes.
Hmm. All right, I'm just going to let my...
Let your conscience be your guide.
Let's see.
It's very good.
It is good. It's
very cinnamony, snickerdoodly.
It's very snickerdoodly.
Yeah.
A snickerdoodly dandy.
So I think we'll just sense eating, on... Mm-hmm. Whatever we're on is right. Probably not that interesting for everyone. We'll do like one every few minutes or something. So
the snickerdoodles are good. So if you have to choose between the four.
Like, if you like snickerdoodles.
So far my vote is for the snickerdoodle.
These are good.
All right. So
I wish I had a plate.
So have you been doing anything else this week besides, we don't have the effect. We don't. Beep, beep, beep.
I just wanted to show that it could be done.
Oh! So, photos for the blind. Big Fatty just successfully came down the aisle backwards on an electric scooter and, again, stealing someone else's bit.
Okay, celebrity death, Great Escape survivor, Paul Royal. No, don't buzz me yet. Dead... Age 101, and I believe according to your rules, anyone that makes it to 100 gets
an entry. But we're not taking calls. You call
over.
In. Then call in.
No, but I've got the bag right here. It's done. That'd be next year.
You can't. It'll be in next year's.
Yeah. Next season.
Next season. Oh, that's right. We're not doing Vegas next year. So when are we going to? Oh, we have to mail someone a check. We'll have to mail someone a check next year.
Right.
All right. So what was that? I was all confused. Oh, there is video. I know it exists. There is video of the pre- opening shot. So the for those of you who may not have heard, for those of you in the chat room, those of you out there listening, we snuck in Vera Charles to screw up Fatty's show because Vera really wanted to screw up Fatty's show. And that was a great way to get him to come here to Vegas, was to promise that he could. So I had to hide him that day. So we go from the breakfast buffet. I go upstairs and I call the Charleses, right? Yes, Charles's, as we referred to that day, the package. And I took Turniped with me, and I showed up at their door. And he's like, "Hello, this is Turniped. He'll be your security detail today." We had mapped out a path how to get over to back behind these things without going through any of the public areas here, so that people wouldn't accidentally see him. And then that's where we introduced him to the scooter. So there is video footage that Gooch took, literally. Of 20 minutes of Vera just running around on a scooter and waving, and she was doing donuts on it, and she standing up on it and pirouetting on it and everything. And then she gets here to this door, and some reason it stops working. So I'm sorry.
Maybe the battery went dead.
I'm gonna go with that. It jammed. Right? Yeah, it was jammed.
Oh.
Those electronic scooters, they jam a lot. But anyway, I'm keen to see that footage.
Well, we had, speaking of, we had dinner With Auntie Vera.
We did. Auntie Vera Charles was so kind. She took us to dinner at Wolfgang Puck's the night that she came in. So
yeah.
We did.
It was really good. So,
and we learned that you do not stack plates.
Well, that's
true. You let the serving staff take them away.
Okay, I just have to say, this guy right here, of course.
Yes.
As a Southern gentleman that I am.
Of a certain age.
Of a certain whatever. I was raised, to be polite, to help out, all that kind of stuff. So when I'm at a restaurant, I start, whatever, we don't have celebrity death phone.
I was bored.
I was trained to be nice and to help out. So I'm just, we were finished with a couple of appetizers.
We had some appetizers. You were finished with one.
Stack the plates. And Daniel's like,
did he let you order your main dishes before the appetizers came, or did he make you?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. When the waiter came over and said, "Are you ready?" and Vera said, "Yes, we're ready to order both the appetizers and our entrees," and both Batance and I looked at Adam to see what he was going to do.
Look, maybe waitstaff is really bad in Arkansas.
In fairness, the appetizers did come out before the main entree.
They did.
It was fine. Nothing. Crisis averted there. But here's the thing that he's missing in his whole big explanation and everything. The guy, there's two waiters.
I didn't see this.
There's the talky waiter, and then there's the other waiter that fills your glasses and cleans up and stuff. And so he was heading to – he saw the empty plate, and he was heading to our table to get it. And Adam takes the plate and shoves it under a full plate.
I do not recall that at all.
Anyway, what are we eating next?
Oh, we're doing these ginger ones, but keep going. But anyway, another thing I wanted to say about that is, so Daniel must just think of them in his head as like servants. The servants come by.
Here we go.
Daniel's, he's talking, and they're coming by, waiting on him, hand
and foot.
Refilling his water. Daniel's just ignoring them, not saying anything, just continuing on with what he's doing, And Auntie Vera just, looks over and says, "Hey, it might be nice if you just thanked them every now and again."
Technically, they are being paid to serve.
See?
Well, that would come from you, wouldn't it? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, do you want a cookie? I feel bad that he made you feel bad. Here's the thing.
Hashtag 1%.
No, I was if it had been a lull in the conversation and he had filled up, I would have said thank you. But we were right in the middle of a conversation. And he filled it from behind me. So it's like, I'm not going to stop talking.
It's not the first time you've been filled from behind.
That's true.
So then what was the comment that you made?
I was raised
with servants and nannies.
That is out of context. That is out of context.
What was it?
Joe Batance implied that I was brought up like handmaidens or something or whatever. And I had to admit that yes, we had a nanny, but it wasn't.
What was her name?
Her name was Roberta.
Oh, Roberta.
Mm-hmm. And then
that one's. I'm not a fan of ginger, so that one's okay.
I was.
Because it's not very gingery.
So scared that she was going to win Drag Race this year. But she didn't.
So this is the ginger one. It's good, too.
If Ginger Minj were a cookie, it would be this.
Now, it's all right. They're a little crumbly. I heard that if you don't have gluten, you're a little crumbly.
They are. They're all very, they're kind of like they're almost not quite baked. Yes.
Yes.
Kind of like RC, right?
I have to go back to the servant thing because I'm genuinely curious. What, do you bus your own tables and get your own refills back home? Is that how the South works?
Well, I don't get my own drinks or anything, but usually before I leave, I take all the crumbs and put them on my plate and I stack everything up and I put the napkin on there.
So then you don't tip them, right?
I did tip them all the work.
Well, then what the fuck are you doing?
I'm just a nice guy, I guess.
Do you clean up before the maids arrive, like the Charleses?
I don't have a maid, so I don't know.
I said maids.
You've been cleaning your own room here at the hotel then? Because you're a nice person.
I usually straighten before they get there. I don't want them to touch my stuff.
What? You hide all the things you don't want seen.
I haven't straightened since I came out. So there we go.
Anyway, we went to see Matt King, but there wasn't much.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we did.
It was fabulous.
We went and saw Matt King. That's right. We did. We took the monorail down to the Harrah's, and we saw Matt King. It was a great comedy.
I was also working at that time.
Adam was paranoid Because Matt King is a very participatory show.
Matt King
was a very, you know, so he goes in and he gets volunteers from the audience and blah, blah, blah. And so Adam was terrified when we were sitting that we were going to get put somewhere where we would get picked, right? So it's like, but we were like on the inside.
I don't want to get picked. Yeah, I don't want to be up on stage in front of strangers.
Like now.
These are like family.
I don't know that guy. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. What's it called? Come fly with me up to the Satyr Sphere. Yes, ma'am. Nicole from Greetings from Nowhere.
Just to show a little solidarity, I tidy up my room and I stack the plates. So
thank you. Thank you.
Kiss it.
You know, I think Nicole and I are like brothers and sisters from another life or something. I love her.
It's Calvin.
Yes.
No, it's JR. I'm sorry.
The other one. Yeah. The most important question is, you said you were trained to be a gentleman. What else can you be trained to do?
Anything, really.
Anything?
Ask Mark. I don't know. Yeah.
I was once buying something at a leather store, and I said, I want that orange hanky. He said, honey, if you wear that, anything means anything.
Well, I don't know if I could do anything.
All right, these are burnt, but what are they?
This one is lemonade. Well, bite the end that's not burnt.
It's burnt lemonade. It's like burnt baccarat. By the way, did you guys know that Rich Little is still alive?
Yes.
It's amazing.
This is my least favorite.
Yeah, that's
disgusting. It's lemonade. So
if you get picked, make sure you pick the lemonade. They're great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we went to see Matt King. It was great. He like eats goldfish or something. Not really. I mean,
he ate a guinea pig.
He did spit a goldfish out of his. He did eat a guinea
he
pig.
He ate a guinea
that's
pig.
That's true.
And he ate some things. That's great. He pulled it out later out of
it was
pants.
Also gluten free.
Yeah, it was gluten free. If you've ever seen what are we doing? What am I missing? Shame. You don't know who Rich Little is? He does amazing. Hold on, I've got this. Step up to the microphone here.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, Luke Miller.
We can't hear you if you don't step
right
up to the microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Luke Miller from the Instant Grinification Podcast. Grinification? Fuck me.
Whatever.
Right, hi, Luke.
Hi.
So Rich Little is an amazing mimic. He does celebrity... He does celebrity voices, all of whom I'm sure that you know who they are. He does George Burns.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin.
I know who George Burns is.
Okay, he does Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Carson. He does a great Johnny Carson. Yeah, he's very topical. He's very topical. Johnny Carson.
Very up to date.
Because on the Tropicana billboard sign, he's like there with the cigar doing the George Burns. I'm like, who the fuck knows who that is anymore? So you're excused.
Thank you.
No, I'm saying you're excused for not knowing who Rich Little is. It's fine. He was horrible when he was famous.
How fucking old are you? Richard Nixon?
Mm-hmm.
George Burns?
That's what I'm saying. That's who Rich Little... That was my point.
Weren't they a long, long...
They were.
Long
they were
a very long time ago.
I was 30. I was 30 when that happened. We are there. Do you want to do the thing?
Sure. I don't know what thing you're talking about, but we'll do it.
The thing. The giving away the cookies thing.
Are we doing news first or that first?
Oh, you've got news?
I do.
Well, there we go. Then we need to do this.
I wasn't going to do news. I really
wasn't.
Keep
in mind, we only have 25 minutes.
I understand. I'll be really quick. So, Mr. Lee from Southeast China had a mother and 25 baby roaches in his ear. He went to the doctor after suffering from itching and pain. Doctors believe the female could have been in the ear for several weeks. Mm-hmm. If he had not gone to the hospital, his ear, quote, would have been destroyed. Mm-hmm.
The cockroach like moved in there and she didn't like it, but she didn't want to call the front desk and bother them. So.
Well, exactly.
This ear smells like pot, but I'll just stay here. I had babies.
Now, it doesn't say it in the article, apparently, but the headline says it was a mummy cockroach. And I thought, how appropriate to the Luxor, you know? He had a mummy cockroach.
Going for the Egyptian
ear, you know?
Theme.
I was like,
here.
Hey, you know,
that is a stretch.
Most people would be absolutely appalled to find a cockroach living in their home, never mind inside their body.
Yes.
Doctors in Guangdong province, southern China, were recently horrified to discover an entire family of roaches living in this guy's ear.
Okay.
Anyway.
Move along.
So that's it. I'm sure they got him out, and I'm sure he's fine. So
sure. We don't know that. Yeah, exhaustive research done by the news department. You know, we're not sure. I'm sure he's fine. He's probably fine. Cockroaches in his ear and everything. Did you just have the one?
No, I have two.
Okay, good.
I know you love them, so yay. I couldn't just have just one. Finally, the last news story. Don't you love this picture? I know it's an audio podcast, but this picture here.
It looks like a litter box.
Well, it is. Okay.
Great.
So there's this guy in Tokyo. In his efforts to create the world's first something, a Japanese chef and former adult film actor, as you are, decided to give human defecation a fighting chance in the kitchen. The curry shop Shimizu in Tokyo became the first to specialize in poop-flavored curry. Because obviously it's never been done. It's made from tart but natural, not feces, by the way, ingredients, including bitter gourd.
Okay, so he's... But wouldn't he have to eat poop to know how to mimic
Wait. Bitter gourd and Simburi tea, something else. It's anyway, like some
these,
kind of curry.
These cookies, by the way, are kind of...
So the shop's owner reportedly wanted to create a memorable meal reminiscent of his various adult film roles during which he consumed human feces. So Rocket News reports Shimizu toiled over the poop curry recipe for 3 years before settling on this one.
3 years. 3 years to make shit.
Yeah, so...
I do that every time I cook. It's just like, oh, this is crap.
So curry shop Shimizu places the nauseating plate on the menu despite negative feedback from its own marketing survey. Out of 400 young adults polled, only 5.7% said they were excited to go, while a whopping 75% were adamant about never stepping into the restaurant. Right. Anyway, there's your news.
The bacon ones smell delicious, by the way.
So we have bacon now. After reading that story, I don't know.
We'll eat that while we start this next segment. So we'll start the next segment.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. You know what? Today is such... It's a birthday
Hold
thing.
On, hold on, hold on. I fucked that up. I'm sorry. This is
so
very important
glad
to me.
You helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue and you, the audience, using only your head brain and word mouth words, will step up to the microphone and guess who it is and win your choice of some amazing cookies. Don't pick the lemonade ones, they're crap. Anyway, Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening?
Now, you cannot shout out your answers. You have to go up to the microphone.
Right. If you shout out an answer, I'm eating the cookies. I get the cookies.
Yeah. So I need to hook this up to the audio.
Oh, yeah, you need that. Best produced show on the internet.
There we go. All right. I'm hooked up to the audio. All right. So the first person up to the microphone. I have two songs for this one, but if you can get it on, that's fine. So here we go. What are we doing here? Jeez. It's like we've never done a show before.
I got it. I needed my tablet so I could tell them if they won or not. Jesus, right. That's loud. All
so right. Here is the first clue, if it works.
Great. Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
Taffy.
Blue.
Well, the song is Blue. Whose birthday is it?
Leanne Rimes.
Leanne Rimes.
There you go.
You can pick a pack, whatever. All flavors are there, so you can...
They're all the flavors
that we've tasted. So yeah. It's the labels on the thing. So
Christian just turned to stone when Taffy gave him an epic side eye.
So tell us what flavor you chose while I...
Snickerdoodle, I believe is what she said.
I chose snickerdoodle.
All right.
Well, and I will share with Christian.
Aw.
But he deserved the side eye.
He was excited. Okay.
Here we go.
Here is our next... I've only got one for this one.
Get ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready. Gooch, get ready. Joe Zubia.
Barbara Eden.
It is Barbara Eden.
It is Barbara Eden.
Oh, but they're right there.
Right there.
And there's labels on them. If you want snickerdoodle, there's another box there. Barbara Eden, I didn't say, is, you know, we were looking at pictures of her just the other night.
We were.
And she is...
We have 19 minutes, so yes.
She is 84 years
count?
Old.
Dead people count.
Right? They
yeah.
do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's not dead.
I know, but where she is fine. Now that I'm in the
gutter. All right. So here we go. Here is our next one. As usual on
we
the
have,
show.
We have eight of them today, right?
I have, we have 10.
Oh, 10 of them today. All right. Here we go.
All right. So here's the next one. I have two songs for this one as well, but you can jump up.
Ted Danson?
No.
Damn it.
All right. So wait. I'm gonna play the other song. Since she got it wrong.
Reset.
Damn it! Damn it!
Reset.
I'm a fat old man!
Nico's taking cover. Alright, here we go. Alright, go. Go.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss
Taylor! Kelsey Grammer.
No, it's not Kelsey Grammer.
Oh! Yes. No, that's the only two songs you get. What's your guess?
B.B. Newworth.
No.
Damn it.
Who the fuck is it? Woody Harrelson.
No.
Shelley Long?
Yes.
Shelley Long.
Congratulations.
What did you take, Zubia? What flavor did you take? So there's only two
left. I took ginger snap.
All right. So
there are more boxes.
There's one of each. So there's four different flavors all each. So whichever.
I haven't opened.
If you wanted a flavor that's already taken, that's a full box. So you can.
There are full boxes there.
So to review, Pot is My Co-Pilot has won two.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Our tie-breaking question will be trivia about Pot is My Co-Pilot. So.
Yes. Snickerdoodles. I took snickerdoodles.
Oh, both. There you go.
Everyone went with the kind of the, you know,
another
the
name for Tappy's vagina.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Now, this is going to kind of be luck of the draw because I really only have one song for this person. So you have a 50-50 shot, pretty much. Well,
now you're giving it away. You could have just,
All right, here we go. Maybe.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Joe Zubia.
Penny Marshall.
It's not.
Cindy Williams.
Yes, it is. Cindy Williams is. This is going really fast. So
we only have that much time left.
Can you play something from my generation, please?
Oh.
Just so that everybody knows, I asked if they could play something from my generation.
We heard you.
Oh.
All right.
They said you played Dora the Explorer.
Anybody got Blues Clues?
Go, Diego. Right. Go.
Here we go. Maybe if I don't mute it. Damn it.
Mary Tyler Moore.
It's not.
God damn it.
But I have another song.
Wait. RT.
It has no.
Reset!
No.
Reset. Oh.
Wait, Nicole. No, go ahead, Nicole. You were already there. Oh, that was yours? That was your guess?
No, all right. One more song.
All right, here we go. Next song.
Damn it.
Oh, Larry Queen.
Valerie Harper.
It is.
You got three things of cookies there. Poor little Larry Queen was trying to get up here. Come pick out your cookies.
Well, we have plenty of cookies, so if you
want to... Well, then designate someone to get your cookies. Who wants... Oh, Sater, you get Taylor's cookies.
Why are you so excited? You didn't actually
If you want snickerdoodles, you have to open another box. What?
If you want snickerdoodles...
I don't think they've taken the bacon. The bacon should be in both. Just look on the bottom. They're handwritten... No, on the bottom of the cellophane.
Well, there you go, Scott.
Oh, my God. Sater can't figure out how to get cookies out of a box. Reach in. No. Reach into that one. Look at the tag.
There's a tag.
There you go. Bacon.
There you go, Scott. You've always wanted Taylor's cookies.
I know, exactly.
All right, here we go. We have a few more, so everybody ready. You're going to need two for this one, so just sit down until I get to the second one. Do we know what that is?
All right. Okay. All right. Now wait for the second one.
All right. That is not what it was supposed to be. Hold on. Hold on. Something else was playing, and I don't know why.
Yeah, right there. Try that one. Oh, right, Christian.
Kim Cattrall.
It is
Kim Cattrall. Oh, sorry. I meant that. Yeah. So I believe there's only lemonade left in there. I think there's bacon left in that one, and then there's two full boxes if you want the snickerdoodles or... Okay, bacon.
There are two bacon. Full, yeah.
The bacons are quite good, by the way.
I don't like those. Something about a bacon flavor.
Where's yours? Which one? Is that your bacon one?
Yeah.
I'll take that one. All right.
So I'm just, as usual on the show, I hadn't pulled all these links up.
Oh, nice.
So I'm just, pulling up.
You know it's 4:12, right?
I know. All right, are we ready?
Here we go.
RT
Cruiser is desperate to win something. All right, Joe Zubia.
George Clooney.
No.
Oh.
I have another song.
David Duchovny?
No one's going to get it.
David Duchovny? No.
Peter Pan?
Juliana Margulies?
Peter Pan.
No.
No, all right.
Wouldn't Peter Pan?
No.
No, Peter Pan. All right, here we go. Wait. Play the second cue. Joe Zubio.
John Stamos?
It is. John Stamos.
Are you going to share your cookies with someone?
You can.
Who wants a cookie? Not mine.
I do.
RC. RC from Wisconsin. There you go. Oh, yeah, there's more bacon. Those two boxes are full over there. There's four packages in each one, so just look on the little label. Yeah, open one of those boxes.
You can. There are scissors here if you can't open it.
He looks so confused. Wow, boxes. God, cookies, man. That's like...
Don't worry. Take your time. Okay. Take your time.
Well, no, wait. You go ahead. It's fine. Go ahead. Move.
You want us to go?
Move along.
All right.
Here we go.
This is a good one.
Would that be Adam Burns from the Geeky Gay
Podcast? It is!
Wait, I thought it was supposed to be celebrities.
Oh! That would have been...
On my show,
that
I been, can call anybody I want a celebrity.
That would have been hilarious if you'd said it on a microphone and people
That's
heard
true.
It.
All right. All right.
What flavor did you get? Or what flavor did you get?
Bacon.
All right, so we've got two more.
Two more. Here we go.
So here, and this one has...
This would be the penultimate.
This one has two songs as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody knows that song, so I'm going to go on to
the next one. Come on. They should guess. There's six... No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
All right, so...
Oh, I don't know if I know this. Go ahead. Oh, yes.
Matthew Perry.
It is. Matthew Perry. That was Friends and the 2015 series, the remake of The Odd Couple.
There.
Yeah.
What did you need? What flavor did you want? Oh, wait. Who wants to take his cookies here? He's offering it up. Marcus. Come get cookies, Marcus. If you want bacon, we have to pull out another box, I think.
We have another box back here, so... All right, so I'm going to go two songs for this one.
All right, this is our last one. nobody running up to the microphone.
Nobody?
Hey, Max, Max.
Shit.
No,
Madonna.
No. Is it Madonna?
It is.
It's Madonna.
And those.
Whoa. Was this your. Was that the last one?
That was the last one.
You know who else was born on August 29th? Michael fucking Jackson.
Yeah.
And that's not a celebrity.
Oh, girl. He is a celebrity.
That incredibly annoying sound was.
Yeah.
All right. Is the DI Plus birthday segment, and let's do the death phone thing. But we have to get out of this segment, so let's do that.
Awkward.
Great job! Thank you so much for helping me sing my way to La Fiesta. I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
All right. So we are getting now to the. Oh, I don't have this plugged in. To the celebrity death section here. How are we going to do this drawing?
Normally you.
I swear to God, that's the last time I'm going to move that.
You put names in a bag.
Yeah.
And then you draw a name. Now, I don't know. Do we need an impartial?
Yeah, we do. I think Mittens. No, he cut them up.
I'll do it.
Who hasn't called?
Oh, Kaylin. Yeah, get Kaylin over here. Kaylin Swanson over here.
All right.
He doesn't even know what we are. He doesn't even know what we do a show.
So before we do this.
Yes.
The grand prize is
$208. $208 US. USRT. That means $6,500 Australian right there.
So here, take the bag.
Right there. All right, so Kaylin,
take the bag.
Take the bag in one hand, reach into the bag in the other hand.
Oh, wow.
And don't call it out. Hand it to us.
Hand it to us.
Draw one out, just one.
It's a tiny little piece.
Pieces of paper.
Grab one. Actually, grab two out.
These are tiny. No wonder you
had an Asian
do that.
He asked me to do that. Why are we doing two?
All right, because this is our runner-up. Who wins absolutely nothing. But if it were, the second name drawn was RT Cruiser. Congratulations, you're the second place winner of the DI Plus Celebrity Death Phone thing.
Do you have a drum roll or something?
I don't. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, do me a... The winner of the 2015 DI Plus Celebrity Death Phone Contest is... RT Cruiser.
Yay! Come up and get your prize.
Come up and get your prize. Would you like some?
It's not quite as much as the 50-50, but.
Oh, you just got shocked on that thing, didn't you? Yeah, exactly. Dangerous. We're a dangerous podcast.
And last year's winner is not eligible to call, right? For the following year.
I was just going to say that. Does this mean that the rest of us will actually get a chance to call somebody in now?
Wait, I don't think we'd get any calls if we didn't let RT Cruiser call.
RT Cruiser, he's single-handedly. Yeah. All right, we got about 5 minutes left.
That's all I had planned. Good night, everyone.
Oh, relax. So we've had a really fun time. I know we say this a lot of times, but we thank all of you guys for coming here to Pride 48 every year and making it a success. I'm going to ramble for a second, but it's one of my favorite things to do because I'm from Florida. I'm actually from the Tampa Bay area where Taylor and Taffy are.
I'm going to clean up my cookies because I was trained to clean up after myself. So go ahead and
ramble. Great. Can we mute three, please? All right. So I grew up in the Tampa Bay area, right near Disney World, and I've gone to Disney World billions of times, like just billions of times. You get, as a kid, that's what you do, right? You get the annual pass and you just go to Disney. And if you cut school, you go to Disney, right? You go over there. And you'd think that it would get really boring going to Disney, but one of the things that's amazing about Disney is going with somebody who's never been before and watching their reaction to the things that happen. You're kind of re-experiencing the first time through their eyes, and it's really fun. And I had that moment the other night when Gooch came in, and I don't know what you were expecting, but to see all of this and to see like how it was, and you were amazed, and it was like I kind of got to see it again through, you know, as a first time through your eyes, and it was really a cool experience. And so, thank you, A, for coming, but also for letting me experience that particular thing through your eyes, as it were, my Kurt Russell eyes, looking through your. And if you want to find Vera for the rest of the weekend, it's at that Kena, the Game King Kena.
Apparently, that's the best one to play. I don't know. A quarter is all you need.
Here's the thing. This game is you pick your numbers, right? And then you push the button. You push the one button, the quarter button, and then it goes boop, 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 boop. And if you hit one of your numbers, it goes beep. So I was sitting between the two of them. Playing this Keno game.
Right.
And for some reason, the machine that I was sitting at was the loudest fucking machine on the casino floor. Like, you could hear it at Excalibur. So I'm sitting down there, and I'm like, oh, how do I do this? I just say, boop, 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 beep, boop, 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 beep, boop. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, what if... I felt so bad because they weren't winning. And occasionally, every time I get a winning hand, it would go bloop, and they would both like give me the side eye. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it like the first year whenever you were, who were you sitting by that
Curtis.
Was like losing continually?
Ah, Curtis,
next
yes.
To you.
Yeah, I was sitting next to Curtis in the Wheel of Fortune machine. Yeah.
I think in gambling.
I should have someone sitting next to me.
Well, or maybe.
What are you doing later?
I'm not sitting by you and in front of a machine.
You don't want to do that?
I'm not going to do that.
All right. Well, you know what? I had a great time this weekend. I mean, obviously, it's not the end of the weekend. We got a lot more stuff to do. I had fun at the underwear party. Did you have fun at the underwear party?
I wasn't there.
Oh, that's right. You didn't. Then you missed the whole thing. You could tell the Americans in the room because they were like, yank my doodle. It's a dandy. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus.
What?
I don't know the number.
Oh, 229 234. It's gone.
Or something like that. Figure it out. Yeah. Whatever. Or send us an email. contact@dubiousintent.com.
229-234-7587.
Wow, we are just firing on all cylinders here, ladies and gentlemen. We got cookies up here.
Yeah,
we've
got a lot of
cookies.
We'll put them at the back or something.
Yeah, we'll put them on one of the things at the back. You know what? Stay tuned next for Wendy Cameron for the Mad Dingo Show.
I'm looking forward to it.
Happens here every year at Pride 48.
It's always a special thing.
It is. And there you go. So thank you, guys. Oh, wait, we're not done yet. We have to do our thing, don't we?
What?
At the end of the music, we do a thing. I don't know why. Have you done a show?
No, we've been on hiatus.
Clearly, we've never done this show
before.
We've
been on hiatus. I don't know what to do.
We have a formula.
They're finished clapping, and you're just going on and on.
I have to keep going because that's what we do. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.